I'm Steve Junker with the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, it's Valentine's weekend, so let's start in Chatham, which is planning a townwide celebration.
Well, our cover story in Cape Week this week is five ideas for a fun and possibly romantic Valentine's Day. And one of those places to go is to Chatham, because they're celebrating with all kinds of events, actually Thursday through Saturday. They're calling it Paint the Town Chocolate. They've got decorations up there, and they've got raffles and teas and refreshments and lectures, cookie decorating, and all other kinds of activities at different shops throughout town. Local restaurants are going to have chocolate pairings and desserts all day, and you can watch candy being made at the Candy Manor, of course. There's also a scavenger hunt through town that you could look for gift certificates for special treats. And then for the really romantic, couples can get a reservation to renew their wedding vows at the bandstand down there in the center of town in Kate Gould Park. So they really go all out for the holiday.
And keeping with the Valentine theme a bit, Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary has two programs this weekend that they say are especially for lovers of turtles.
Of turtles, yes. Both programs are actually about helping stranded sea turtles. From 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday, kids can become turtle researchers for a day, and they can find out how stranded turtles are rescued, how to collect data, and then how they get rehabilitated turtles ready to go back to the water. Then on Sunday, from 1 to 2:30 p.m., the sanctuary director there, Bob Preska, is going to be presenting a lecture on shell-shocked. It's more geared toward adults, and he's going to be talking about the highlights of the past season and possible reasons that they had such a huge increase this year in turtle strandings.
Proof of what a difference a group of teenagers can make in their community can be seen on stage Friday night at Cape Cod Community College. Tell us about this.
Well, this is the eighth year that students from the Cape Cod Academy in Austerville have organized a concert that they call Shelter from the Storm. They bring together talented high school students from all over the Cape, and they raise money for local veterans groups and groups that help the homeless. Over time, they've raised $60,000 from their past concerts, and this year they have a big goal of $15,000 more. And they're going to spread it out to eight different local organizations, again, for the veterans and the homeless. Again, it takes place Friday night at the college. And they've got two rock bands, some solo vocalists, dancers of various types of dance, plus teams of dancers from Beth Walsh Dance Troupe and Dance Design Studios, and the entire string section from the Cape Conservatory Youth Orchestra is going to perform as well. And this group has received some congressional citations through Bill Keating in the past for all the work they've done to help local groups.
Kathy, movie fans, particularly those who like to watch the Academy Awards, have some unusual events they can take advantage of this week.
Well, that big Oscar ceremony is Sunday the 22nd, and this is stuff that's ramping up to that. One of the categories that people are watching is Best Actress, and Julianne Moore has been kind of the front runner to win that. She's won a lot of the other big awards at the Golden Globes, the Screen Actors Guild, and last weekend at the BAFTAs over in England. What her part is in Still Alice. She plays a victim of early Alzheimer's. And that movie is coming to the Cape finally at the Cape Cinema in Dennis. That starts on Friday. And it's based on a book by Cape author. Her name is Lisa Genova. And she's going to be at the 6 p.m. Friday showing of that movie at the Cape Cinema. She's going to introduce the movie, and then she's going to do a question and answer session afterwards, and then go over to the Museum of Art next door for a reception and a book signing.
And then there are a number of other opportunities to see movies connected with the Oscars.
The Provincetown Film Society is going to be doing screenings Saturday and Sunday of the Oscar-nominated short films. People don't always get to see those. So you can go to Water's Edge Cinema and see. They've got two separate documentary programs, one Saturday and one Sunday, and then showings both days of the live-action shorts and the animated shorts. The Martha's Vineyard Film Center in Vineyard Haven is also doing that on Saturday and Sunday, showing some of those Oscar-nominated short films.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.